Diocesan Coordinator for Children and Prayer at Soroti Anglican Diocese, has urged parents to adopt responsible parenting to address the rising number of children. Reverend Mikala Akello says poverty, lack of education, and also domestic violence often linked to alcohol abuse are pushing children to streets and into crime for survival, calling for stronger family support and government intervention.
Married people, let's stay positive to our marriages, especially to our children. Let's nurture them, show them our right direction, especially take them to church. Educate them is one of the ways. It doesn't matter whether you have little or you don't have anything, but God has always given us opportunity and ways how we can address every challenge. Let's take children to school, let's take children to church, so that those two areas can nurture them. Then also having isolation centers with them. I say this because when I preached to them during Easter Sunday, most of them gave their lives to Christ. One challenged me and asked me, Mama, I've gotten saved. But the challenge is, I'm getting back along with these people. How am I going to help myself? I need to stay whereby I don't get engaged to this. But now we don't have the capacity to really accommodate them.
The remarks were made during an outreach event organized by Shepherds Saving Arms Initiative in partnership with Caris Life Fellowship International in Soroti City as part of activities marking 11 years of ministry. Country Director Simon Ronald Okello warned that the growing number of street children could become a security threat if not addressed.
We are responsible for our own children. These children are increasing every day on the street and should be a concern for every citizen, a concern for every leader, that what should we do, because it is becoming a security threat. But these children have different challenges. The majority of these children, why they are on the street, is because of the broken families. Parents have separated, parents have died, and the relatives have mistreated them. They are not in the street by choice. They are on the street by circumstance. And I would love to encourage everyone to get interested, to know these children. Come closer to them. When you go to the street, you will see that the children are still many. I am just calling upon the government. I'm calling upon the organization. I'm calling upon all the churches in Soroti. Please, can we come together? We are not going to expect any help to come from outside. We are the ones to help our children. These are our children. Soroti problem needs Soroti solution. Teso problem is Teso solution. We are not going to look at anybody to come and help us.
Some of the street children shared their experiences with the top radio of hardship, citing abuse and neglect as key factors behind their situation. Meanwhile, the Apostle Basilonio has announced a conference from the April 24th to 26th at the Widows Hall in Soroti City as part of the ministry's anniversary activities.
We decided to come out here to show them love, preach the gospel, feed them, give them some food and some clothes. But that's just the beginning. We have more that we are doing, that we are preparing for them. We are going to have a conference which is also celebrating 11 years of our existence as a ministry. We have a conference, a very powerful conference, beginning on Friday from 2 p.m. to 8, and then Saturday we shall have the whole day from morning to evening, and then also Sunday from morning. You are very most welcome to happen in Apostle Widows Hall.